Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. This is Tell Me Your Story, every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time, streaming live on the internet at richarddugan.com, archived at the radio shows page at richarddugan.com, where you can listen to any and or all of the radio programs. I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 170 shows, something like that. You do the math. 3 years, 52 weeks in the year, and then add another couple of months, and there you go. And so we've been doing this for a long time and having a great time with it. My guest is Belinda Womack. Angel's Guide is our source text, so to speak. We'll be getting into that in just a little bit. But first, we're going to go to our astronomical and my assignment editor.
Hi, Richard.
It's been a long day. You'd think that for a Saturday I would have some time off, but no, I'm doing all kinds of stuff. Tell me what, aside from the fact that I am unable to put two words together right now, maybe that's a sign as to what you're about to tell us of what's happening.
Well, breathe. Yes, take a moment and just take a deep breath. And thanks again for having me on. And thank you, Belinda. I am so glad to hear you. And you're so right. One person does make a huge difference, and it's just massive. And I think, you know, one of the things that Richard and I have been talking about over the last couple of weeks is astrologically, there's just been a lot of retrogrades. The Venus went retrograde in September, or early October, and it went direct on Thursday. Jupiter went direct on Thursday. Mercury's about to go on December 10th. And these retrogrades are exactly those moments that show us where we are not taking responsibility for ourselves and our lives. And I think that's why they're so powerful, why I like them so much, and why I think they can be so uncomfortable for people. In a nutshell, you know, this is a good time of year, and especially this weekend. You know, the moon is full tomorrow. The sun goes into Sagittarius on Monday, and then we have Thanksgiving, and we get into the holiday season, and it is so much more about the things that matter this time of year.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny, every time I hear other people, up until you and I had our conversation 2 weeks ago, let alone when you were on the program last week, and I would hear somebody talk about, oh, Mercury's in retrograde, or anything else for that matter was in retrograde. There was just all this, you know, hoopla, this fear, this, oh my gosh, you know. I mean, they weren't breathing. They were just inhaling, going,
pure panic.
Yeah, exactly.
And it doesn't need to be that way. It is a chance for us to get closer to our angels and our ancestors and our guides and the God within. It's really what that's all about.
Well, and that's, I know that that's an awful lot of what folks are trying to do, especially around the holidays when they are focusing more on the spiritual and or the religious aspects of those holidays.
Or trying to, but my gosh, you know, we put so much material emphasis on it. You're not going to find God at the department store.
On Black Friday.
You're not going to find God racking up credit card debt. I mean, you can,
yes,
but it's a longer, harder road. It doesn't have to be that way. And so,
what comes to mind is you won't find God there necessarily, and yet I loved what Teresa of Avila said, you will find God amongst the pots and the pans. Well, but see, you already own those.
Yeah, chop wood, carry water. It's the whole deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, I know that a big part of it, too, is getting back to nature, getting reconnecting. And we're going to talk more about that at a later time as well.
Excellent.
And people can get a hold of you?
At BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
That's BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Beth McDonald, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and thank you, Belinda.
And we will be back in just a moment on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World.